Well, here we go. This will be track number 3. And as we were saying before, we're a little bit lost for words. We can't think of too much to talk about now. I think I'll tell you a little bit more about my partner here, Numano. he don't appreciate too much.
No, not Numano, please.
I don't know what Newman is.
Newman,
I guess it's an Irish name, but he's
not. No, it's English, the name.
But anyhow.
But I'm not English.
Anyhow. Anyway, John is looks to me like an Italian. He don't appreciate it the least.
Some of my basically Indian blood.
Well, I can't tell. I don't know. I'm no doctor. Or no.
Well, I mean, the blood's a little different. Oh, I am. Algonquin or Lenni Lenape.
But he's single, and once I was swapping the tracks over here, he meant someone would probably be in Ruth Ann or maybe even Madeline's line. And that's
22 years old, rare to go.
Girl, feline, fraulein, feline.
Yeah, not a feline. But
it's a cat.
A cat, yeah.
You don't want a cat, John?
No, I don't want cats.
And I believe he goes for the tough, sort of tough chick.
What do you mean tough? I mean, I like him gentle.
Gentle?
You don't know not too gentle. I mean, you know.
You don't know T-U-F-F tough?
Oh, tough, tough. Oh, that's different, yeah. Well, I am available due to circumstances beyond my control, you know.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm available. Very available.
I didn't mean this was in Ruth Ann or Madeline's line in relation to what he might think or what you people might have interpreted. I mean, what he's trying to say is, could you dig any up? I don't mean, literally out of the grave.
Don't leave any spade marks on her face or anything.
Is there any, I know June got married on that sort of thing.
I only have 11 months to go, and I'm coming back good old ZI, don't forget.
He's going to be a
zone of interior.
He's going to be a flatfoot in Spring Lake, too. He's going to be a copper in the
right. Right. Walk the beat. It's not much of a job, but it's honest work, right? Some people don't think it is.
To each his own.
Well, I think it's better than living your life in the Air Force, John.
I'm not, though.
Well, you darn near had it all, though.
What do you mean?
How many years now? Huh?
107.
Yeah, my wrinkles are getting deeper every day, too, you know.
Thanks. You're what old people starting to call me?
No.
Starting to call me Grams. And he sees that it's very becoming. It's becoming your name.
You should see John when he gets up in the morning at Whalers. That's something to describe.
Well, that's not nice, Tom.
Well, the dry weather down there doesn't help you out too much, right?
As long as they make angels get them over.
That's right. I don't think I'll ever get... Do I have any wrinkles?
Yeah, you're too young. Heck, you're only 18.
Oh, yeah, 18. I wish I was. I wouldn't be here, you know?
I mean, you never think I was 26.
No, well, you wouldn't think I was 22 either, would you?
No, 32 is more like it. Well, I think...
We're going to talk about the pay raise. Okay. We almost forgot about that. I don't think it's not much to talk about, actually.
Actually, it was long anticipated. We was expecting this thing way back in when June...
Before that, I think it was last...
Oh, about the first of the year, January.
Yeah, right. They had it anticipated pay raise effective. They even had the effective date, first of October. And then we were sweating if they're going to pass it. And then when it was going to get passed, then they said, well, it might get passed first the next year, and then it would be retroactive. And that sounded good, because there would have been all that back pay coming to us. But what it amounted to, it could have been back pay for 3 years. I still wouldn't amount to anything.
Well, you explain to me how it cuts you, and then I'll explain how it cut me.
Well, the overseas pay is what cut down the rates, because people in the States, really, it didn't hurt them at all, the loss of overseas pay, because they never had it, so they don't miss it. But they gave us, say, I don't know, I guess it's about a $20 raise average, isn't it?
Something like that.
About $20. And then for Airmen First, which we are, they take away $13 overseas pay, which is non-taxable, and give us $20 taxable. So that amounts to about nothing, actually, when you take tax out. So I got about a $5 raise, I think, totally. Well, from the pay raise.
Well, I went from 190 to 215.
And that's $25.
And then minus 13. Because they took the overseas
and
then pay
I'd
back.
Say you got about 8 or 10.
So actually, I was getting 86. Let's see. Actually get a $5 raise. Right. All across the board, $5 raise.
A payday? Or?
A payday.
Well, that's $10 a month, right?
$10 a month.
But that doesn't really amount to
but
anything.
But there was...
That's
the guys
cents a day, you know?
Yeah, the guys that really were hurt was Masters and these guys. Not the EAs too much, but the Masters Sergeant because...
They lost 22.
Because they lost a lot of overseas pay.
Well, Sergeant Van Hook, my shop chief, he got a $1.50 raise when it come all out. Because he got lost 22.50 and he got about a 25, almost $30 raise, but that was taxable.
Well, this Master Sergeant worked there in the metal shop. Kendrick, I believe that. He lost 50 cents in pay raise.
Yeah. So that was an easy.
But now, we're the only people that actually say we're losing money because actually we did lose overseas pay. Now, people in the States, they did actually see a gain.
And Willis is still getting overseas pay.
Oh, yeah, someplace.
And now, did you know that when we go TDY to Willis, we get overseas pay for that period of time we're there?
Is that right?
That's right. If you go for 30 days, you get, say, $13 for overseas plus your TDY pay, which is a dollar. So that, it'll make it more worthwhile going down anyway. You'll get almost $45.
Yeah, Eddie, that's something that they cut out since you, well, in fact, it's not that old either. It's only about a year now. You used to get, in conjunction to where you were going, and you got a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we was going to Wheels, we was getting $1.35 a day, right?
Yeah, well, I wasn't here then.
But
when I was in the States, I went to TDY.
But now, TY any place, I guess, right? It's a buck a day.
Dollar a day, right. And it used to be stated if it was TDY for maintenance, you got $1.35. If it was TDY for school or something like that, you only got the dollar. I remember that. Because I used to go to TDY quite a bit in the last phase.
But it's a flat dollar a day now, so...
So really, then you spend more when you're there a day
than you normally
for,
get.
For the fact that you are there, and you really don't know any place to go or have anything to do. But I don't think your raise itself amounted to anything.
Well, it did to a certain extent.
I'd say half of the people in the service are overseas, though, John.
Yeah.
So half of the people got the raise.
Actually, when they start quoting all these billions of dollars that they're paying for the raise, I mean, they're full of baloney here
because
all that money is, it didn't go like they said it went. Because
right,
they took it right back again.
Didn't state that the billions of dollars or millions of dollars
is being taken back.
Right, in tax and in the loss of overseas pay. So, I don't think they lost anything really drastic. But it looks good. Like I say, it looks good to the civilians and to the people that vote.
But this, and this is what I can get. What gets me, too, is that they don't think nothing of giving these damn congressmen a $10,000 raise, you know, every three or four years. But to give us a five or nickel dime raise, the music of the hell with them. I get an hour after my tour with the T-Birds.
Yeah, after you'll be about 35 years old.
Get that.
Retired. Say, well, I knew I'd get out one of these times. 30 years in the service. I finally got out.
But anyhow, this tape is about to get down, and I can't get away from these anyhow. Almost on end of track three.
That looks like the end of it right there.